Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Okay, I'm hoping you saw this on social, but if you didn't, it aggravates the hell out of me. I have, and I know Patrick's here, and he knows this. Over the years, a number of folks who work for the city drive cars like idiots, because, quite frankly, there's a big chunk of us that drive like idiots. But the problem is, they're driving vehicles that represent the city. I know Patrick remembers my man Jerry, who owns all these laundromats. One of the public works trucks blasted. You remember this, Patrick? Blasted into his vehicle.
I do remember this, yeah.
Huh? Right on the street, right in front of his house, right?
Yep.
And they lied.
Sure,
remember this?
I do.
They lied, said they didn't do it. We had to get video. We had to get lawyers. They have several thousand employees, and most of them work really hard, but there's some jag-offs, quite frankly, that shouldn't be behind the wheel. Patrick put this fantastic social media piece together, and before I grab the guy this happened to, kind of mind-boggling how this garbage truck driver in the city was driving. Right, Patrick?
Oh, ridiculous. I couldn't believe that. Well, one, it's a miracle nobody got hurt.
Yes.
The way this guy was driving. Yeah, when you watch the video, you see him. He crosses a double yellow line.
Yes.
And speeds up a hill, and you don't know if there's traffic coming or not.
Yes.
And he's going on the wrong side of the road.
Yes.
Passing all these cars. It's ridiculous.
If you look on our social, we posted it. This jagoff driving this City of Pittsburgh garbage truck, which is massive, massive. I don't know. Was he irritated? I could care less. To Patrick's point, he literally cuts off like 9 cars, crosses the double yellow line, headed up a hill. Could have had a head-on collision. Instead, he ran into my guy. Seriously. It's ignorant, man, and dangerous as hell. And by the way, the city has the video. And by the way, the mayor knows, and by the way, his people know. This is ignorant. This happened to my guest. Good afternoon, Tom. How are you?
Good. How are you, Marty?
That's ridiculous. Tom, yeah. That had to scare the hell out of you, right?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even see the truck until basically he jackknifed in the middle of the road and cut us off. I was trying to be nice going on my commute to work and letting the guy next to me, and I didn't expect to garbage truck to be hitting me in the back.
Tom, lay this out for us in detail, when this happened and how this went down. The video's crazy, but go ahead.
Yeah, so I was going into work right off of the Glenwood Bridge in Hazelwood, there on Second Ave. It's a zipper merge there. So like I said, I let the guy next to me go in, and then all of a sudden this truck just cuts me off, pushing me over the double yellow.
Garbage truck. Massive. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I was honking at him the entire time, but he didn't seem to care. You can actually see in the video there that he kind of revs his engine a little bit. I don't know why, but I'm scared for my life. So I went around him, and then there's a light there, the next street down on Glenwood. I left the car's length so I didn't hit the guy in front of me like you're supposed to. Right. And all of a sudden, you know, 2-3 seconds later, I'm getting hit. In my head, that's intentional because he had time to think about it and stop his actions. He had enough time to stop, but
he was mad at you.
Right. And then, like you guys said, all of a sudden he's committing like 3 or 4 different traffic law violations by driving on the wrong side of the road, cutting through a red light and trying to make his getaway.
He's on the live stream right now. The truck, man, it's wild. So Tom, he literally goes out over the double yellow line, says, screw it, and passes all these cars. Doesn't give a damn, right?
No, he gunned it, and the I was lucky enough the driver behind me stopped and saw the whole thing as well if I didn't have the footage.
Wow.
And said the same thing. She was like, I was glad that, you know, it didn't happen to me, but I'm sorry it happened to you.
Wow. Did he say anything, man?
The driver? Yeah. No, the driver... No, we never saw him again. So
wow.
I called 911. We had some time figuring out where the truck was from. We thought it was the local division, but apparently it wasn't. By the way, those guys were amazing during this entire time. They were very helpful to all of us.
Who was?
The local division there. There's a branch down there on Second Ave.
Oh,
in
cool.
Hazelwood.
The public works people.
Yeah, they were amazing. They helped us out. I was able to get the guy's tag, and they were able to tell us exactly what division he came from, which was not local, by the way.
Oh.
It was about 20-30 minutes down the road. So they didn't know why he was around either, but we were able to get the supervisor down to look at the footage, but that was about it, and I haven't heard anything since.
Okay, here's the official statement from the mayor's office, because they are looking into it. The driver of the public works vehicle immediately notified his supervisor of the incident, and leadership's initiated standard protocols. Public works leadership is continuing to look into this. They won't tell me if he's still driving. They won't tell me if he's been punished, and they're examining the video and all other available information. It's your contention, and it looks like he just flat out ran into you, brother. I mean, intentionally, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's what I feel like. Like I said, I stopped for traffic like normal after I got around him because I was scared. And he had a few seconds to make up his mind on what he was doing, and just appeared that he didn't feel like stopping that day.
So the mayor's office says you need to file a claim with the law department. Did you do that?
I did, but there's the kicker. They won't look at it for at least 3 months.
What?
Online, you fill out the paperwork, you have to find 2 different estimates from 2 different body shops, and then it says on there that it takes at least 8 to 10 weeks for them to even look at your claim.
All right.
And I was told, too, that I asked about all this stuff of, hey, what about all of these traffic violations? What about the hit and run? Is that anything to it? And they just told me to take it up with the law office, and there would be, you know, there is nothing more they could do on their end.
All right. It's time to get lawyers involved. I got to get a lawyer involved in this to crawl up there, you know what. Don't you think, Tom?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, like I told you when we were talking earlier, that I like you said, I don't know if this guy should be driving.
No.
I mean, I hope it's clear anger issues. I hope he gets the help that obviously, or therapy or whatever he needs, but... What if this was his normal commute and someone accidentally ran in front of his truck, or a kid was going
Hell
to pick
yeah.
up their ball or something like that?
Hell yeah.
That's what I told you too. It was, what if it was my turn to, I'm a new dad. What if my, my kid was in the car that day? They don't know who's in the car when they were doing these type of things. And it's just reckless.
It is, man. What's the estimate anyway? It's gotta be $1,000. I'm looking at your car. It's gotta be, right?
Yeah, the first estimate I got said anywhere between $2,500 and $4,000.
Okay. We'll get a lawyer involved. We'll get you taken care of. Wow. I will find out the status of this, and we'll get this thing heated up. He could have killed someone, and he shouldn't be driving a damn garbage truck, for God's sakes.
Oh, for sure. I appreciate that, Marty.
Check out the video on social. It's pretty damn clear. The guy should not be driving, period. End of story. We're on it, brother. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Man. Alonzo, did you see this video? You watching this? Oh, you don't? All right. You should watch the live stream. It's actually fascinating. All right, folks. This driver needs to be off the road. I did not know it took 3 months. We're on this. We got to get this sped up.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Speaking of driving, I got to tell you about these red light cameras. This is gold. This is actually wild. I went through one. They only have two right now. I went through one of the intersections just by happenstance. What's weird, Patrick, what's wild is that Waze notifies you. Kind of cool. You know what I mean? It's smart, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's nice. Other drivers have flagged it and they've added it to their database.
Yeah. So the red
Once
light
the others are up and running, they'll put them in too.
The red light cameras they're in a test phase in Pittsburgh. And that means for the next month they're gonna let you just ride through them, and then they're gonna send warnings. Okay? And then they're going to put in as many as 40 cameras all over the city. And they're going to start automated red light enforcement active cameras at high-risk intersections. Huh. Okay, it's 60 days warning period. Fines are capped at $100. Treated like parking tickets, no license points, which kind of infers or implies, Patrick, that it's a money thing, doesn't it? If there's no points, right?
Oh, 100%. No points. They don't verify who the driver is. It's just on the vehicle.
Yeah. And they send it to you, and if you pay it, you're cool, and if you don't, they'll come and they'll boot you. It's wild. So we all knew that. That's old news. So they're in the middle of this trial period right now. Let me pull my numbers up. This is actually fascinating. It kind of blows my mind when I heard this. So they checked out. And by the way, they're training a bunch of cops. Bunch of them. And what they'll do is they'll literally sit there for hours. And their job is to identify the license plate and identify that the driver ran the red light. They're kind of the court, the judge and jury, quite frankly. That's a part of the argument with this is that you have no, you can't testify, you can't argue the process, you're hung, you're found guilty without any due process. That's kind of part of the argument. So anyway, they pulled, this is actually crazy when I heard this, they pulled video from two of the cameras that are now up for a 24-hour period. Okay? Okay. And in a 24-hour period, in a 24-hour period, and by the way, they don't even send the cops like questionable calls. The light has to be solid red before you cross the white line, which is kind of like you broke the law. In a 24-hour, they're in this 60-day grace period right now. They're apparently supposed to go active in mid-October. So in a 24-hour period, just two cameras running, I know I'm building up to this, you're going to die. 500 violations. 500 maniacs, idiots. I was asked to guess, Patrick, and I just aimed high. I said, I don't know, 100. No, 500. Patrick, two cameras, buddy. 24 hours. That's it. That's a big-ass number. Huh?
I wish I could say I'm shocked.
I am.
At those two intersections.
I am. Why are they... Why?
I was shocked at first, but then looking back at those intersections, if I'm right, both of those used to be able to turn right on both of those, on red.
Yeah.
And they changed all that when they were getting ready for the cameras.
Oh.
Because... These are places where people normally have been making right-hand turns.
Oh. Well, you can, though,
so
still.
So I think that's... No, they changed them to no turn on red
and
put the cameras up.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Aha! Oh.
Yeah, that's the rub.
Oh.
You used to be able to turn right at some of these intersections. Then they changed it to no turn on red and put red light cameras up.
What intersections, Patrick?
I have to pull it back up. One is Braddock and Penn Avenue.
500 tickets, folks, in 24 hours. That's a lot of tickets. Oh, wow. Patrick, one of my boys who went to the training is texting me. He said, you're wrong on this one. He said, it's no one turning right. It's not got nothing to do with it.
Oh. Wow.
He said they're blowing.
Wow. They're just blowing through the lights. Wow.
Oh. They blatantly go through the lights at Dallas and Penn. I didn't go drive through the red light. Woodruff and 51. I saw that one. Wow. So what does that tell you, Patrick? People don't give a flying rat's butt, right?
It tells you they don't want to wait for the light. Ugh. Yeah, that's not good.
Wow.
Yeah, I would have lost money on that one, honestly.
Same, same.
I thought they were turning right on red. But again, same place. You did used to be able to turn right on red at that intersection, Dallas and Penn, but you can't anymore.
So, my man, this is two cameras, 24 hours. They're going to have 40 at least. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Huh? Millions of dollars. Thousands and thousands of tickets.
Maybe they didn't have to raise taxes after all. Jeez.
Wow. Wow. Two cameras, 24 hours, 500 people blew through the red lights. Blew through them, clear as day. So imagine 40 cameras, 30 days. Whoo! What, 10,000? At least. Wow. Wow. It's going to be beautiful, man.
Wow, and that $100, I think, is before all the additional fees.
Oh, is
right?
It? Is it? I don't know.
I'm pretty sure the fine is capped at $100. So add on the other fees, and we'll see what that gets up to.
Fines are capped at $100. Wow. I saw it come up on Waze. I don't run red lights all the time, but I do when it's yellow. By the way, the company gets a big chunk of the money, which is kind of what irritates the crap out of people. It's a money grab for everyone. But man, if you're talking about 500 idiots running a light in 24 hours, people need to wake up, pay attention. I mean, right, Patrick? I mean, regardless of who gets the money, yeah. Obviously people don't care. They better, right?
They absolutely need to start. That is how accidents happen, man. People running lights.
All my cops tell me that there's going to be a lot of rear-end collisions once people start getting tickets, which is what we've seen around the country. I think the deal sucks. I think it's a cash grab. I think it's unfair. And it becomes just something to aggravate us. And that's just me.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
One of my favorite people joins me, Dr. Jess from Physical. How are you, young lady?
I'm good. How are you, Marty?
So almost every day I hear from someone that you're helping. It must be so gratifying. So one of my girls, one of my favorite people, Stacy, her husband, had the same facial issue that Martino had. What's that called?
Faldi?
Yeah, TJ's his name. She said, look, you've made massive strides. And then Martino says he wished he would have gone to you sooner. What is it about these sorts of therapies that these old farts don't believe in until they get to see you, and then it works? What is it? Stubbornness? Fear? What is it?
Part of it is past experiences, is what I will say, Marty. Our clinic is much different compared to other physical therapy clinics in the area. A lot of people have experience with physical therapy clinics that are rather busy, or, you know, there's just something that doesn't quite sit right with our patients. And then they come in through our doors and they feel the difference right away. We have such a warm and welcoming environment, from the front desk to our physical therapist to our technicians who are helping to take care of our patients after their sessions.
Nice.
It's a completely different experience, where when our patients come in, they're not just a patient to us. We get to know them on a personal level. We get to know them. They tell us about their daughter's weddings. They tell us about their grandkids. They contact us and ask us, you know, if we can come talk at their churches and at their senior centers, to tell all of their friends and neighbors about us as well.
Dr. Jess from Physical in Monroeville, in the case of these two men, it's kind of a confidence thing. It looks like you had a stroke almost. Your face droops. And so
it does.
They lose their confidence. And now, I'm serious about this. They're back out in public again. They're doing their thing because of your therapy. A lot of men are more stubborn about getting help, but once they do, they seem to work at it, don't they?
Honestly, anybody, once they decide that they want to get better and that they want to go on this journey, they will get better.
Then there's Patrick. He's sending me these pictures of his mother-in-law. What is fantastic success story? Tell us how that's working out. This is amazing stuff.
So Patrick's mother-in-law originally came into us for balance therapy because she had experienced a fall.
Yeah.
So I actually have been the therapist that's been working with her. And when I was on vacation, some of our other amazing physical therapists helped take care of her as well. And so we started doing very dynamic and higher level balance training. I have her walking across balance beams and over foam pads, over hurdles. I have her carrying things because she is a car side to go shopper 1 day a week. So we take that into consideration. So we take what our patients do and value into consideration into our plan of care. And it may look crazy from the pictures that we're doing, but it's very important for their everyday lives.
Hey Patrick, it looks like she's made great strides. This must be very pleasing to your wife.
She has, she's done so well, actually. She loves, she's, you know, Jess works her hard, but she loves it. And she's seeing dramatic improvement in her balance. And, she's falling a lot less. I can tell you that.
412-457-6200. That's really the main issue, isn't it, Jess? People fall. They start falling, right?
People start falling, and that's the biggest thing that we educate our patients on, and that we want the public just to know in general. Falling is not a normal part of aging. Wow. Physical therapy can be preventative. I was just discussing this with another patient this week. Traditionally, people see physical therapy as I've fallen or I've injured myself yeah. or I have a knee replacement. Now I go to physical therapy. But with the way that the healthcare system is now, physical therapists, especially at our clinic, we are all direct access certified. So you don't need a prescription from your doctor to come see us. And you can do it preventatively to prepare for you, to make sure you don't have a fall, to make sure that you don't get weak, and make sure that you do have the ability to continue standing up independently and that we're not tripping outside whenever you're with family and friends. We don't want you to worry, and we don't want you to call us after the fall. We want you to call us before it happens to make sure it doesn't happen.
Conversely, and this is depressing, but I got to be honest about this. My father-in-law, who has fought a physical therapy, has severe neuropathy and is now in a wheelchair and now will spend, no exaggeration, an entire day in bed. And he's a wonderful man. And my point is, Jess, this can be one of two things, the beginning of a rebirth or the beginning of a serious de-escalation in your ability to conduct a normal life, right?
You're exactly right. And the individual just has, you have that decision to choose, and you just have to have the willpower, I'll say, and the determination to choose what your next step is going to be, because there's always hope. People come in all the time and they're like, am I hopeless? I'm hopeless, aren't I? It's like, no, you're not. You know, this is different. We're going to approach this in a different way, and we're going to come at this as a team, and we see the difference and we get the difference in our patients.
Hey, so we're serious about this. People know this. And this is fact. Oftentimes, a fall is the beginning of the end. Because what happens is people will fall and they'll break something. And then they'll get pneumonia. And then they're bedridden. And then they die. I'm not trying to be morbid. But my point is, the falling issue is massive, isn't it, Jess?
It is. And Marty, actually, next month is what we call the Fight the Fall month here at Physical. So we want our patients, we want everybody to fight the fall, because falls are the leading cause of hospitalization and eventual potentially, you know, death because of those comorbidities or because of those complications that come about from a fall. It's not the fall itself, but it could be you fall and you break your hip. It could be you fall and you hit your head. The one of the band members of Kiss passed away last year because he experienced a fall and he hit his head.
And atrophy sets in, apathy sets in, depression sets in. It's serious, Jess. What percentage of folks, as they get older, fall? Pretty high, right?
It is a very high risk. They say about 1 in 4 individuals experience a fall.
Oh, wow. And several of them, oftentimes?
Several of them, oftentimes. Having one fall increases your risk of experiencing another fall. Wow. Even having a fear of falling increases your risk of falling as well.
Dr. Jess at Physical, 412-457-8200. Thanks, my dear. It's important information. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Marty. If anybody has a fear of falling or would like to prevent a fall from occurring, please call us at 412-457-8200. Wow. We would love to help you.
It's important, man. And it makes me sad to talk about my father-in-law, but he's in a bad place and doesn't want to get physical therapy. And that's part of it, the fear factor. And then once it settles in, it's hard to get out of that slump. Thanks, Jess.
You're welcome, Marty. Have a great day.
Tough stuff, folks. On the day we sweat it out on the streets of a runaway American dream. Bruce! Man. Speaking of concerts, I'm going to Chicago on September 4th with my son to see Ye. It's Ye now. Don't call him Kanye. He's a massive star. Massive. It's kind of wild that I think he's 50. If not, he's 49. And he's odd. Kanye West, if you don't. If you're in my age group, he's Kanye West. He's had a bunch of names. He's a weirdo. Look, this isn't my race. I'm just tagging along. But I tell you right now, because I've seen some of his videos, it's insane how a guy who you would think, someone like me who kind of doesn't pay a whole lot of attention, how relevant he remains. My son is 16. So that's kind of the sweet spot. The teenage white boy. I'm being honest about this. He just went to Don Toliver, another big star in that whole genre right now. All teenage white boys. It's a little weird. I'm just making an observation. And him and all his boys love Ye. He's so weird. With the naked wife. He has this wife. I forget her name. I don't pay much attention. But she's always naked, or worse, clothes that she looks like she's naked. And he walks around. He does weird things. And his battles are well documented with his anti-Semitic comments. And he lost a billion-dollar deal with Adidas. He was massive. He sold, I looked this up, he sold like, when he was with that brand, he sold like $300 million worth of tennis shoes in like one friggin' day. Look, I get out of touch with that kind of rap, that's, you know, hip-hop, whatever you want to call it, however common. Now that I'm going to Chicago, Soldier Field, his hometown, Yee, we have been watching him. He's a badass. I'm just keeping it real. He bebops around the world. He did something. Was it Bulgaria? Something like that. The largest crowd ever to watch a rap artist in history. Ever. Because I've mentioned this to a couple of my friends in my age group. Old guys. And they're like, what? He's still around? Yeah, he's around. He's massive. I had no idea. What's wild about music too, and like hip hop, is that's my son's thing. That's his thing. And all of his friends. I was into R&B, more Luther Vandross kind of stuff. Seriously. But my point is, there are these moments in your life when you realize they're fleeting, and that your son, this is his favorite artist, and this is, he's in Chicago, and what the hell? Go for it and hang with your boy. Because as I've said before on this show, that window, it closes a little more every day. Because then he'll go to college, and then poof. And I'm cool with all that. We've had magnificent moments. I took Sophia to see Harry Styles at Madison Square Garden in New York. I'd never been. And it was a magnificent event, and it was a magnificent moment. And you know who I stole this from, this little journey thing? Larry Richard does it all the time with his grandson and his grandkids and his family. These one-on-one trips. What is funny, though, is I can't stand the hardcore rap stuff and the Don Toliver stuff. And I don't even know the other artist I went to see with Vince, but he was hardcore and he was so loud. And at one point, and Patrick laughs about this because I told him, I think I even sent him a picture. It was me and the other old folks, this is the truth. We're sitting in the chairs, sitting down, looking at looking at our cell phones at PPG while all the young people, because I brought my son and a couple of his friends, they're going nuts. And we're just sitting there listening to it. I'm thinking, wow, this is fascinating. But long story short, Chicago, Yee's hometown, and he might bring out Travis, yo. Apparently, Travis Scott is another big one. He's apparently bringing him out, yo. If you don't do this stuff with your kids, you just sit there on the couch and watch Steeler games. Okay, that's cool. But I think that we have limited time, right? And we have limited opportunity to kind of just be in their presence and appreciate the fact that you have them. And just seeing Yee in Chicago, kind of fun. I suggest that if you have kids, I'm an older dad. Everybody knows this. I'm blessed to be able to be. I appreciate them so much more at my age than my friends appreciated their kids when they were in their 20s and had kids. Why? I'm an adult now. I wasn't then. I was a moron. And I'm soaking it all in, man. I don't mind at all going to see this guy. He's a big pal. Patrick, he's a massive star. Isn't he? And that set of his is insane, Patrick, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. He's still huge. Even, you know, he's been very public with his mental health struggles.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, getting off of his meds. And that's when we've seen a lot of the crazy stuff happen. But he's still a hell of a performer, a hell of an artist. You know, all the struggles aside.
It's fascinating, too, how the young people latch on to him. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
My son's one of those. He still loves him. I think I introduced him to his music when he was just a little one.
Oh, stop. Please don't act like you're hip. Please don't act like you're like a hip-hop guy. Stop it. Anyway, Yee, September 4th in Chicago. I will see you there, folks. Probably not. We'll be right back.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.